Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Good day. My name is Artarius, and I was returning your call on behalf of customer support. And if you still need any assistance, can we begin with your zip code?
48310.
All right. You said 48310,
yeah.
Right? All right, ma'am. And can I get your name, please?
Sharon Turi.
You said Shaya Tariq.
Sharon, Sharon, Tariq, Tury.
All right, thank you. Hold on one second. I'm going to spell your name because I didn't see it. So you say your first name is Sharon?
Correct.
All right, and can you spell your last name a little slower for me, please?
Tury, Tury.
All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am, I found your account. Can you go ahead and verify your address for security purposes, please?
4134 Rosemary, Sterling Heights, Michigan, 48310.
Give me one second, please, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. This is due to that KitchenAid appliance that you ordered on June 26, 2022.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And that $56.95, you see, it's a membership fee, ma'am. And matter of fact,
right,
this account
I talked to them,
been,
but they called me back and said they're going to refund it.
Oh, because I started to say it's been canceled. Hold on one second. Hold on one second, ma'am. All right, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, this account has been canceled. So you're saying that you were trying to get the account refunded?
They said they were. They called me and said they were because I had gotten an argument with them about it, and I was going to file a protest with my credit company and the Better Business Bureau. Then I got a call to say calling you back, and they would refund the money.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Give me one second, please. All right, ma'am. I spoke with my supervisor, and I can see that you have been calling in, and I see that they offered you a 50% refund on that charge. Were you aware of that?
They called and told me they were going to refund and call them back, and that's what I'm doing.
All right, very well. Well, I've been speaking with my supervisor, and we're going to get that $56.95 refunded to the account. Do you have the cancellation code?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right, I'll get that to you also. So just bear with me a couple seconds.
Sure.
And I'll make sure that...
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. No
problem,
ma'am.
You've been the nicest person I've dealt with on this.
I'm happy about that. I promise I thank you for your humbleness also if you've been having problems.
Okay.
Yes,
so they're
going
to do the whole $56.95 and I should see it shortly? I don't want to have to call back again.
I know you don't. Yes, ma'am. We're going to, and I'm going to get this information sent to your email also where
okay.
You'll see the cancellation code and it'll come to, let me make sure I got you right. It's that turi.sa@g. That's supposed to be gmail.com. Yes, ma'am. All right. I had to put that A in there. But yes, ma'am, we'll get this taken care of, and you'll see that you'll be fully refunded, and they'll come along with that cancellation code.
Thank you so much, sir. You have a good day.
You too, Ms. Turr, and I thank you for calling customer support. I apologize about the inconvenience.
I thank you for being kind.
No problem, ma'am. I thank you for that compliment, ma'am. I thank you for your humbleness also, Ms. Sharon, if you've been having problems with this.
Okay, thank you, sweetie. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good day, Ms. Sharon. Thank you for calling customer support.